Welcome to a new episode of the Audio Investing Podcast, where we talk about engaging topics about investing, personal finance, and business. This show is hosted by Rodrigo Valverde. Hope that you enjoyed today's episode. Hey everyone, welcome to a new episode of the Audio Investing Podcast, the best podcast to start off your investing journey towards financial independence, where we are bullish in value, and where you learn what they didn't teach you about investing. It's your host here, Rodrigo, and today I'm going to share with you guys something new that I decided to make for the podcast and for other places where I upload content as well. From now on, I'm also going to upload reviews of stocks, of potential investment opportunities. I'm going to evaluate them and analyze them a little bit, and basically give you guys some ideas for you guys to start off if you're interested in investing or not in a company. But obviously, don't take this as financial advice. It's just my opinion, and it's only for informational and educational purposes. So without any further ado, let's get on with the episode. I hope you guys enjoy it. Hello, everybody. I want to welcome you to this new section of Audio Investing, where I'm going to review and talk about businesses and companies, and to see and analyze them, and to see whether or not they may be a potential investment opportunity, according to my opinion, of course. But it's up to you to do your own due diligence. This is just a very general summary of a company and my own way of analyzing them. But it's up to you to make the final decision to buy the company or not. And then I'm going to rate it. I'm going to do a quantitative, qualitative analysis, give some thoughts, talk about the company in general, all that kind of stuff. So without more further ado, let's get to it. Let's talk about Facebook, which is the company that we're going to talk about today. Now, everybody knows about Facebook. Obviously, Facebook's one of the biggest companies of our time. And just to refresh your memory of what they do, basically, they specialize in social networking, in media, in online social networking services. And their activity is organized in three main areas. Basically, networking services. It's primarily information exchanging, photography, sharing for individuals, all that kind of stuff with Instagram, WhatsApp, Messenger, and all that, and Facebook itself. It operates as an application hosting platform and websites to developers, and also operation of advertising spaces. Their net sales breakdown, and their main source of income is obviously advertising. It was actually 97.9% in 2020, and 2.1%, the rest, is from other revenue streams that they have. And the sales per region, the most important one is the US, then Europe, Asia Pacific, rest of the world, and then Canada. The one that had, the region that had the most considerable amount of growth was Asia Pacific, with 28.83% increase. But the majority of the operations of the revenue comes from the US with 42.2%, then Europe with 23.7%, Asia Pacific 23.1%, the rest of the world is 8.5%, and Canada 2.5%. So obviously their main operations, their main revenue streams comes from mainly developed countries, but it's also growing in other places in the world. So that might be an interesting thing to point out. Now, Facebook, in terms of valuation right now, it's below $270 as I'm speaking, but lately there's been a lot of price swings, so it changes daily. Could go up 4% one day or down 4%, who knows. And what their 1 year return though was pretty decent. It was just over 26%, whereas the US Interactive Media Services, so the industry, was 42.1%, so they didn't manage to beat the industry, but still, as an individual company, was pretty good performance as a stock, and they actually outperformed the U.S. market, which was 24.4%. And for the past 5 years, if you would have invested for 5 years in Facebook, you would have a return of 162.8%, which is pretty good. The valuation right now, it's according to analyst consensus and to free cash flows and future cash flows, it's quite undervalued. it's around 10% undervalued. Its fair value is approximately close to $300. So if you buy it at $250, $260, maybe even $270, it might be a good decision, but that's just my opinion, of course. And from what I see from the data, the price to earnings is 26.2x, which is good for the industry in comparison with the industry. The industry is 35.3x, which is meaning that they're undervalued in terms of price to earnings. But their price to earnings growth is 1.9x. You want to make sure that price to earnings growth is at around 1x. So it's a little bit overvalued, the price compared to the earnings per share growth. Then we've got the price to book value. It's slightly overvalued at 6x, meaning that the market cap over the net equity of the company is greater. So it doesn't reflect the actual value in book value of the company, of the equity. Future growth is expected to be double digit for the next 1 to 3 years. It's going to be approximately 13 to 15% more or less, according to analyst estimates. And the forecasted annual revenue growth is expected to be just over or approximately around 15%, which is greater than the competition. But earnings growth is going to be 13.7%, which is below the industry potential average, which might be around 17.3%. Earnings per share is going to rise each year. It's going to go up. And my estimate, my price target for the next 5 years, in 2025, might be at around between $500 to $700. It depends what valuation method you may use for price targets. Future return equity is expected to be pretty good. It's expected to be at around 20%, which is going to be better than the industry at 15.8%. Past performance has been very good. They've been growing for the past 5 years at an annual earnings growth of over 25%, with margins ranging quite a lot. Some years over 20%, some years over 30%. One year they made it to 40% back in 2018, in March 2018. And right now it's about 34% in the net profit margin. And the free cash flow is also rising at a very similar level than net profit. And then profit slightly higher. The past earnings growth for the past year has been amazing. It's been 57.4%. They've benefited thanks to the pandemic. Their return on equity is quite high, 22.7%. This is a good indicator for us investors, meaning that they're pretty efficient with investor shareholder money. Return on assets, 17.9%, which is a good indicator. It's very good. It's actually excellent. You want to have something that's between 8 to and above percent in terms of return on assets. Very efficient. This says a lot about management, of course, and how well run it is inside the company. The return on capital employed was 22.6% last year. It's slightly lower than 3 years ago, which was 25%, but we expect it to not range too much in the coming years. In terms of financial health, it's an excellent and flawless balance sheet because their short-term assets are greater than their long-term liabilities, and it's also greater than their short-term liabilities. So they're well off just with their current assets. If you were to add all their assets, they would total $159 billion in assets. And if you add up all their liabilities, it's sitting at just shy of $31 billion. That's almost 20 times greater their assets compared to their liabilities. 20 times. That's very rare to find. Then in terms of debt to equity is 0% because they have zero debt. And in cash, right now they have around $62 billion in cash. That's incredible. So they have absolutely no problem with debt coverage, no problems with interest coverage, and just no debt at all, which is always good to have the least amount of debt, but also depends on the business model, of course. Then if we look at management is great. The leadership team, management's interests is aligned with shareholder interests. They own quite a fair amount of shares, a lot in terms of dollar value. I mean, Mark Zuckerberg is the CEO, and Zuckerberg has been doing a great job because he has a great vision. He has made very smart acquisitions. He's always been able to work with companies that are to try and diversify Facebook's purpose and brand in many different branches of all kinds, for e-commerce, for advertising, for a lot of, we'll talk about this later in terms of for the acquisitions, by buying Instagram, different social networks to improve their technology. And there's been tons of acquisitions that they've made to improve their business model and to obviously improve the bottom. That has actually consequentially helped the company improve and have great results in the bottom line. They're one of the best in the world in terms of financial performance. There's no doubt about that. And I mean, in the future, this is a company that has a lot of future, obviously. They may change their way of working. Maybe they may move further away from becoming perceived as a social media company and more of a technology company, since they're investing a lot in new technologies like in blockchain or in virtual reality as well with Oculus. It was a very important acquisition that they made in 2014, and that has been developing. An augmented reality is something that is here to stay probably in the future, to improve customer experiences, to immerse customers and possible clients in the future. And I mean, this company has attracted the interest of the biggest hedge funds, investment banks. There's a lot of institutional money here, and it's a company that people just really have a huge amount of confidence in. If you take a look at the holdings that the big hedge funds have, the Vanguard Group has a 6.5% stake, BlackRock 5.5%, Capital Research 5%, FMR LLC 4.2%, T. Rowe Price, State Street, Geode, the Norges, BNY, they're all in Facebook, and they have tons of shares with tons of value in dollars. It's incredible. So in terms of the future, I mean, I think that Facebook, some of the downsides that this may have is that Facebook doesn't manage to successfully diversify the revenue streams and depends so much on advertising and e-commerce. It might not be a good thing for them because there's a lot of headwinds in the coming years with legal problems and ethical problems that they've been going through since 2018 with the whole Cambridge Analytica scandal. They've been paying quite a lot in legal fees and on these all these litigation problems and being in court and all this, it's taking up money. But I mean, $62 billion in cash equivalent, it's no big deal for these people with zero debt. I mean, it's pennies for them. And but yeah, it's going to be very important that they manage to diversify and change maybe the direction of the business, to diversify their income streams, and pretty much. And we've seen that in the pandemic, they've benefited a lot from an increase in use of advertising, of lots of businesses moving to e-commerce, an increase in demand in physical goods and less in services. And obviously, that is, we've seen that in the huge increase in the past year. And I mean, it's in terms of social network, it has 2.8 billion monthly users, so they've already got their user base that's massive, the biggest in the world, the biggest social media company in the world. But they've got competition coming with TikTok, with Pinterest. It's increasing a lot its value. A lot of investors are adding Pinterest to their portfolio. And we'll see you towards what future Facebook wants, how they'll improve their brand perception so that maybe they're not viewed as such a terrible and unethical company. And well, I would rate this company, my rating for this company would be 7 out of 10. I would personally, if I had more capital, I'm a shareholder, I own 3 shares of Facebook. I would buy this company if I had capital. I'm rated at 7 out of 10 for now. But anyways, do your due diligence. This is not financial advice. This is purely informational and educational. Just my opinion. So make sure you do your own due diligence. Speak to a financial advisor if you need to. Do research, and you'll remove the risk or minimize risk as much as possible. And that's it for today. Hope you enjoyed this little analysis on Facebook, and that this may be a little inspiration for you. And I'll see you guys in the next video. Bye.